The king is dead. Long live the king. The world waits. Who's the next leader of Al-Qaeda?
My name is Anne. I'm from New York City. I'm just amazed at everyone carrying on as if this is the end of terrorism. Do you think that there's no one who's going to take his place?
Many experts say bin Laden was the figurehead of Al-Qaeda, while Ayman Zawahiri is the CEO.
This is Mohammed, and I hope this will end Al-Qaeda and we can capture the second guy, Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Was bin Laden's number two really his number one? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Thursday, May 5th. Finding out who's next in line is the next discussion, I guess.
Shake up at Al-Qaeda. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. The president heads to New York this morning to meet with the families of 9/11 victims and first responders. It's his first visit to Ground Zero since taking office. He'll lay a wreath at the World Trade Center site, but he won't make any public remarks. The visit comes after the president decided not to release photographs of the body of Osama bin Laden. Those in favor of releasing the photos, like former New York City Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, say it will end some of the public speculation about the top-secret operation.
Why not put them out now, satisfy at least the rational people who have questions about the identity of bin Laden?
The president told CBS News in an interview to be broadcast on 60 Minutes that he fears the images could incite more violence.
It is important for us to make sure that very graphic photos of somebody who was shot in the head are not floating around as an incitement to additional violence, as a propaganda tool.
Fake photos are already circulating around. Three U.S. senators have issued retractions to statements they made after seeing fake photos of bin Laden's body yesterday.
Pakistani officials are fumbling for answers about how Osama bin Laden was able to hide in plain sight just miles from a major Pakistani military training center. Now the Pakistani military says it's launching an inquiry into the intelligence labs. At least 11 people have been detained for questioning. And shifting the blame, Pakistan's foreign minister says there are legal questions about the U.S. raid on bin Laden's compound. Thousands of people from Illinois to Louisiana have been forced from their homes. Many more are preparing to leave as the waters of the Mississippi River rise. In Tennessee, Shelby County emergency spokesman Steve Shular says Memphis expects potentially severe flooding.
Well, right now we're watching and waiting. Those are the two words that we're thinking about day by day here in Memphis. We've got about 2,800 homes and businesses now that will likely be affected by the flood.
The president has declared an emergency for parts of Tennessee, Mississippi, and Kentucky because of flooding. And Alabama's insurance commissioner says the cost of tornado damage in that state could approach the record $2 billion of destruction from Hurricane Ivan in 2004. Early estimates had put the damage across the South at up to $5 billion.
Iraqi officials are blaming Al-Qaeda for plotting a suicide bombing that killed 17 policemen and wounded more than 60 people at a police station south of Baghdad this morning. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, though. This morning, Syria's state-run television is reporting that the army has begun withdrawing from the southern city of Daraa, which has been under military siege for more than a week. Some activists are disputing the report. And an Egyptian court has convicted the top security official of former President Hosni Mubarak of corruption and money laundering.
And in Japan, workers at the Fukushima nuclear plant have entered the reactor building at Unit 1 for the first time in 2 months. They're going to try to connect ventilation to help absorb radiation. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 12,723, the S&P at 1,347, the NASDAQ at 2,828. We have been getting responses from you all over the country to the death of Osama bin Laden, whether or not we should release the photos, and also some personal reflections from families of 9/11 victims. And we want you to add your voice to the mix. Give us a call at 8778-MYTAKE or head over to thetakeaway.org. Coming up, we're going to talk about what comes next for Al-Qaeda. Who will lead the organization in the future?
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.